Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob McClain. Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and penultimate workday of the week, alohas to you. Here we go, entering the most heavily commuted and heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mac Show. It is the 5 o'clock follies, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and take part in the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address remains very simply bob@1063word.com. If you miss the keyword for this hour in the $1,000 bankroll contest, just got off work or momentarily distracted and missed it, the keyword is arch. A-R-C-H. Where would architecture be? Well, there would be no architecture without an arch. A-R-C-H. Text it to 72881 and get your name in the hat in the $1,000 bankroll contest. In on the text line, Bobby, please mention on Monday, Memorial Day, the U.S. flag is to be flown at half staff from sunrise until noon, and it is then to be raised to full staff. Gotcha. That reminds me, tomorrow will be a special edition of the 5 o'clock Follies. We do this as an annual tradition for Memorial Day. You have an opportunity to call in tomorrow during the Follies and remember those who served, who are now in Chapter Eternal, or those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty defending our freedoms and liberties. All day tomorrow between 3 and 7 here on the show if you want to call in and remember someone that will be good to go. Also in on the text line, Bobby, how does the FBI adequately investigate potential terrorism while covering their participation in a coup d'etat? Well, hopefully the people at the top have been swept clean, although I have my doubts about Christopher Wray, although I understand he is now instituted in memo fashion to all the various offices across the country that when investigations are initiated, they will be done by the field office where the investigation, where the alleged crime may have been committed. That's something that former FBI Director James Comey violated the FBI's own protocol by taking the Hillary investigation back inside the Hoover Building in Washington rather than letting the Washington field office or the New York field office investigate it. What else do we have on the text line that I need to catch up with? Bobby, AOC, that's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, now says cauliflower is a racist vegetable. Not sure what it means, but I've always hated it. Does anybody know if broccoli is racist? No, broccoli is not racist, but it is homophobic, we understand, and might be xenophobic as well. Okay? Now the state of New York, where previous to Donald Trump moving into the White House was state law that state tax information can't be released. The legislature has passed a new law, good for one individual only, and signed into law, of course, by Cuomo. Well, of course, Cuomo is going to sign it into law. This is a guy that thinks that celebrates infanticide by lighting up the buildings in New York City. So now they're going to be able to release President Trump's state tax returns. And, of course, an Obama-appointed judge has now said that even though he believes it could cause irreparable harm to Donald Trump and to his family, it's okay with him if the Democrats go after the president's IRS documents. Texter poses a good question. Bobby, if the Democrats want to look at some interesting tax information, maybe they should start with Al Sharpton. Yeah, but see, Al Sharpton is a liberal Democrat. Not going after him. The left is so wacky. They just... Marx, that is, Karl Marx, would have referred to a lot of these people as useful idiots in their pushing the progressive New World Order business. New York City Department of Education has instructed its teachers that objectivity and individuals are concepts of white supremacy. Huh? According to a report from the New York Slimes, school's Chancellor Richard Carranza gave a presentation about white supremacy culture. In the lesson, Carranza claims that concepts like perfectionism, paternalism, and objectivity are part of white supremacy culture. Well, where is his objectivity? Surprisingly, documents from Carrera's presentation do little to tie these concepts to white supremacy. A graphic from Carranza's lesson explains why objectivity is a negative concept. The graphic says, and I quote, "This can lead to the belief that there is an ultimate truth and that alternative viewpoints or emotions are bad. It's even inherent in the belief that there is such a thing as being objective." What? This from people who claim to believe in diversity, and yet the first time a conservative opens their mouth to object, there goes their objectivity, there goes their alternative viewpoint. A separate section of the graphic explains why Carranza lumps individuality in with white supremacy culture. This idea is found among people who have little experience of comfort working as part of a team. It can lead to isolation and emphasize competition over cooperation. That's right. We must all be good little robots for the state. Some employees who have attended Carranza's training session have claimed they were labeled fragile when they defended themselves against the accusation that they are racially prejudiced. "It's good work. It's hard work," Carranza said. "And I would hope that anybody that feels that somehow that process is not beneficial to them, I would very respectfully say they're the ones that need to reflect even harder upon what they believe." Boy, this is right out of the communist playbook. You know, if you don't go along with the groupthink, with the mindthink that is the left, then you must be sent to an re-education camp. I remember... I'm old enough to remember the intellectuals, the teachers, the physicians, the journalists during the Tet Offensive in South Vietnam who were told to, in the city of Hue, were told to report the next day for re-education. And the re-education they got was a bullet in the head and dumped into an open pit and covered with lime. That's the left's idea of re-education. 16 after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. We go to the phones when I come right back on the other side. And speaking of individual freedoms and liberties, would you think that flying a flag, no matter its size, was an act of patriotism, even if you're in violation of a city ordinance? That's next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 522 here on the Bobby Mack Show. By the way, coming up after the news at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to be joined by Michael Joyce. Michael is the Deputy National Press Secretary for the RNC, and I bet he'll have some interesting things to say about our pal Nancy Pelosi, who thinks the Trump family should intervene with the president. Here is an interesting story. Does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Well, if it's over Camping World and Gander RV in Statesville, North Carolina, you better believe it. In fact, it's only a question because the North Carolina city is locked in a letter of the law battle with the RV company, which proudly and defiantly flies its massive 40 by 80 foot American flag. The property that's there belongs to us. We pay taxes, and the size of the flag isn't hurting anybody. Camping World CEO Marcus Limonis told a local media outlet, the city of Statesville filed a lawsuit against Camping World, located along I-77, because the flag the company flies outside is in violation of a city ordinance. Oh, no! They are in violation of a city ordinance. Heaven forbid. They said they approved a permit for Camping World to fly a flag, just not as big as the one they unfurled. Limona said the city's attempts to get him to take down the flag is nothing more than bureaucrats trying to control the size of something. A petition the businessman created as a good way for elected leaders to see how people actually feel had more than 140,000 signatures by yesterday. Nearly all the way to their goal of 150,000. This is about more than just the flag, the petition says. This is about our veterans, military, and the men and women that have sacrificed for this great country. They are the reason we fly the flag, and they are the reason we will not, in caps, take it down. While Camping World preaches patriotism, Statesville is trying to hit Limonis where it hurts, in the wallet. Statesville is now trying to fine the RV company $50 each day the flag is flying outside of the city ordinance, retroactive to October. Didn't the Supreme Court just issue a ruling recently about fines that are unrealistic? I don't care if it goes to $500 a day, Limona said. It's not coming down. Gotta love this guy. To the phones we go. Let's bring in Phil, who is in Campobello. Hi, Phil, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Good afternoon, sir. Are you familiar with the old documentary, World War II documentary, The Memphis Belle?
Yes, I am.
Tonight, there's going to be just a one-night showing. At night, I know you like military lexicon.
I do.
19:30 hours or 7:30 p.m. for civilians and National Guard.
Right.
But it's... they refined, they've done this guy's, he was inspired by the, I don't know if you ever heard of that movie, Thou They Shall Not Grow Old, which they showed at that theater there at Greenville there at Woodruff Road as well.
Yes.
A couple of months ago. Extremely, did you go see it by any chance?
I did not. Unfortunately, I missed that.
That was an extremely powerful movie. So this guy was inspired by it, and he spent a lot of time, and they had digitized not just that, I think I've got the DVD myself of the old that documentary, but not just the 30-some minutes of that documentary, but he found like 2 or 3 hours in the archives of other footage, you know, of film from back then.
Wow.
And painstakingly has gone through and totally improved it and digitized it to make it crystal clear and all this. And so if anybody's, everybody wants to wave flag, rah, 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 says boom, bah. Anyway, the movie is going to be tonight, 7:30. I'm going. My dad was in the 8th Air Force. You know, that movie, the documentary was about the 8th Air Force and B-17 specifically, but anyway, and then I would suggest people that really do care about that to go see it.
Which theater is this going to be at, Phil?
There on the Woodruff Road, the Simplex right there by Dave and Buster's.
Oh, yeah.
They call that theater.
Right. Yeah. That's right around the corner from us. Yeah, there was another great movie made about the 8th Air Force in the early days of World War II when they didn't have fighter escorts flying over Europe on their bombing missions. Gregory Peck in 12 O'Clock High.
Yeah,
if you've never seen that, that's a great film.
Awesome. Yeah, well, the other one was another documentary called Target for Today. But may I say one other quick thing?
Yes, sir.
To quote one of my favorite actors or films, Pulp Fiction, allow me to retort. I'm from Campobello as well, all right?
Right.
I'm not Campobello, Camp Feller. If you're actually from Camp Feller, it's Camp Feller. So this is addressed to my boy Lou.
Yes.
He was talking about the files being as thick as the Camp Feller phone booth.
Right.
There ain't no Camp Feller phone booth, all right?
That tells me
all you need to know about your boy Lou. He's talking about an orifice other than his mouth.
I think he was speaking figuratively rather than literally, Phil.
Well, that just shows me, you know, how full of whatever he is myself, personally, I think.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
He ain't from there, all right?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, he said he originally, I think it was from Ohio. Well, I think we lost you, Phil. But thank you. I appreciate the information. Colonel Ted is along this afternoon. And as always, Colonel Ted, he's our official, unofficial military affairs correspondent. As always, Colonel Ted, Moneypenny and I salute you.
Are you sure you can fit me in before your break?
Well, I got about a minute and a half.
Yeah, okay. That won't work. But I'll call back in a while.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yeah. Colonel Ted, how should I phrase this delicately? Is long-winded. that wasn't diplomatic enough, hardly. Texter in the wake of the New York Superintendent of Education and his comments about how we must all obey. Texter says, you must assimilate. Resistance is futile. That's right. Come on aboard with a Borg. You'll love it. 529 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back on the other side.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Excellent.
Welcome back. 5:37 now, 23 before 6. Appreciate the lift this afternoon here in the heaviest part of the afternoon commute. And I'm joined this afternoon by Michael Joyce, who has been with us before. He is the RNC's Deputy National Press Secretary. Michael, how is your Thursday?
Hey, thanks for having me. Doing all right.
Excellent. You know, the more I listen to Pelosi talk, the more I hope that all of the alphabet networks and the other card-carrying members of the lamestream media continue to show her sound bites endlessly. I mean, here we have her today, obviously delusional, saying that she and the Democrats never said that there was no crisis on our southern border. I guess Pelosi, it's escaped her attention that YouTube has memorialized innumerable times Pelosi Chuck U. Schumer and the rest of them, saying exactly that. And now, I guess they think they're capable of denying what they obviously have said in the past.
Yeah, well, they're in for a rude awakening in 2020. And I think the biggest reason for that is when you look at the games they're playing right now, the phony investigations that are taking place in the House. When you look at, when you talk about actual legislation getting passed in the House, the only thing Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have passed are non-binding resolutions that are meaningless. Every single thing you're hearing about the border, the immigration reform that was desperately needed, we're on pace for over 1 million apprehensions of illegal immigrants at our border this year. We have a USMCA deal that needs to get passed. There's an infrastructure bill that needs to get passed. We need to fund the government. It's been very clear today, and at least the past couple days, if you hear Nancy Pelosi's comments, they have no interest in doing a single thing for the American people. And I'm just curious how that's going to play and resonate with voters heading into 2020. When you compare that to the promises made and promises kept by President Trump, they don't have much of a platform to run on heading into 2020. And they've made it perfectly clear that they have no interest in doing anything for the country, for the American people, for our farmers and ranchers who so desperately need the USMCA to get passed immediately. They don't want to do any of that. They just want to continue with blind obstruction and resistance to President Trump. They want to lead baseless investigations that will lead to nowhere. They want to re-interview people who are already interviewed in the special counsel. And I think you're going to see voters turn on them heading into 2020 because they're not doing anything anymore for the American people. They're just obsessed with attacking President Trump and continuing their political vendetta against President Trump. And they're going to pay for it at the polls in 2020.
Yeah, I suspect they are as well. I think whoever they end up nominating out of that clown car of candidates that they have will end up being a designated victim. But, I mean, look, they're doing nothing but leading a lynch mob here. Now they want to go after the president's tax returns, which have absolutely nothing to do with anything other than they're trying to dig up dirt on the president. Where, Michael, is their constitutional legislative purpose for all these investigations? I mean, supposedly the Congress, specifically the House, where all the spending originates, if they're going to go into the investigative business instead of the legislative business, they need to rename that House of Congress.
Right. It's incredible. You know, you just said it exactly right, because they're only focused on investigations. And I think they forgot already that we had a 2-year, $35 million special counsel that looked into every single thing that they're already doing.
Yep.
Nancy Pelosi accusing President Trump of a cover-up. The White House gave unfettered access. They let everyone interview. They're now asking for Hope Hicks to get interviewed by the House. She already was interviewed by the special counsel, and they're doing this with multiple people. They're willing to throw anyone in contempt of Congress, Don McGahn, the attorney general, it doesn't matter who. And they're just going to continue this witch hunt. They're going to continue to issue more subpoenas for no reason whatsoever other than to smear President Trump and try to discredit the fact that our economy is booming right now. And when voters head to the polls in 2020, they're going to see all the promises that were made by President Trump going into the 2016 election, and they're going to see the promises kept. And there's a new website that the Trump campaign just launched, promiseskept.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can see all the things that President Trump has accomplished. It's incredible. In a little over 2 short years, the amount of accomplishments he has compared to the Democrats, who only focus on obstruction, baseless, phony investigations that are meaningless. That's why you're seeing folks refuse to go. These requests for tax returns, using it when you're supposed to only request tax returns if there's an actual legislative purpose you're going to use it for. They're not using it for any legislative purpose. You said it yourself. They're only doing it to find dirt on the president and try to smear his name. And I think they're doing it because I think they're realizing at the end of the day, independent voters and people that are going to vote in a general election, they approve of the economy and they give President Trump credit for this economy right now. And I think they're just desperate to distract from that at any cost, even if it almost makes them look foolish with these baseless fishing expeditions that they're still currently doing.
We're talking with Michael Joyce. He's the RNC's Deputy National Press Secretary. Michael, you touched on the Democrats' platform. Let's examine the issues that the Democrats are pushing right now, the socialist progressive wing that has totally taken over what used to be a reputable party. Their platform consisting of open borders, unlimited illegal immigration, infanticide, eliminating the Electoral College, voting rights for convicted murderers who are in prison, guaranteed income, as AOC suggested, even for people who don't want to work, her Green New Deal, eliminating air travel, automobile travel, at least fossil fuel automobiles, cow farts, free college tuition, forgiving all college loan debt, and reparations for certain segments of American society. And they really think they're going to get elected to the White House running on that?
It's insane. And that's all before the first plan of action, which is to repeal President Trump's tax cuts,
right,
which gave 90% of Americans a tax cut.
Yep.
So right out of the gate, not even for a policy, just because they don't like President Trump, they just want to take your tax cut away from you. The average American got about a $1,200 to $1,400 tax cut across the entire country. And those are middle class tax cuts. Those aren't tax cuts for the rich. So that's the first plan of action. And then they want to implement a $93 trillion Green New Deal, a $32 trillion government-run health care plan. You know, Beto has a plan, too. He says, well, mine will only cost $5 trillion over
10 years. Great.
You know, once you give in the trillions, you know, what's the difference at that point anyway?
Exactly.
You're going to have to raise taxes across the board on everybody.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah, they're running on a platform of higher taxes for everyone, not just the rich. You cannot tax the rich to pay for all of these plans. A $93 trillion Green New Deal, I mean, forget it. It's just not possible without middle-class folks getting their taxes raised. And that's what they want to do. That platform will never play well against the policies enacted by President Trump, starting with his tax cuts and deregulation and everything else that President Trump is doing for this hot economy right now.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. The new website, Michael, is PromisesKept?
Yes.com. That's correct.
Gotcha. We'll have to check that out. Michael, thanks a lot for your time today. I for one, hope that Pelosi and Schumer et al. Keep going exactly the way that they're going, because I think these are going to make great campaign ads as we head towards November of 2020.
Absolutely.
Michael, thanks very much for your time today. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. My pleasure. 5:45, quarter before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We'll be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The president announcing today with the ongoing problems created for farmers by the trade war with China, announcing a big aid package for the farmers. And he also talked about the USMCA trade deal this afternoon. Here's some of what the president had to say at the White House today.
Just so you understand, these tariffs are paid for largely by China. A lot of people like to say by us. In fact, Larry Kudlow was quoted, but they didn't have the second part of his quote, which was a very good quote. China subsidizes a lot of businesses, and China came out, and in subsidizing the business, they pay for a big portion of that tax.
The president also had words for Speaker Pelosi, the president saying she just doesn't understand the trade deal.
Pelosi does not understand the bill. She doesn't understand it. Even though unions are in favor of it, farmers, everybody just about is in favor of it. It's a replacement for, as I said, the worst trade deal ever made. So she's got to get up to snuff, learn the bill.
Here is a bit more of the president's remarks.
We'll be taking in, over a period of time, hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs and charges to China. And our farmers will be greatly helped. Today, I'm announcing that I have directed Secretary Perdue to provide $16 billion in assistance to America's farmers and ranchers. It all comes from China.
So, The president also was questioned about House Speaker Pelosi and her remarks, saying that she would love to see the president's family or members of the White House staff conduct an intervention with the president. And the president's reaction to that, coming in a tweet this afternoon and in further remarks he made at the White House, I don't have the audio yet, where he said, pretty much, this is a paraphrase, not a direct quote, but it's very close, she's lost it. Which I think is probably a fair assessment, referring to the fact that Pelosi just, you know, if you watch her weekly news conferences, it's like the Chris Berman, the anchor at ESPN sports guy, you say rumbling, bumbling, stumbling. You know, she's losing her train of thought, mispronounces stuff, forgets the names of the group she's speaking in front of. She has lost it. Well, then again, you know, to have lost it, you had to at some point have originally had it, which may be subject for debate as well. In on the text line, Bobby, while I'm as fed up as most with the endless witch hunts by the left, at least it keeps them from proposing goofy liberal legislation, with the exception of the Green New Deal. And we saw how well that went over from Pat in Piedmont. Bob, I think Pelosi is just trying to reiterate the old Clinton tactic, you know.
Well, that depends on what the definition of is.
Yeah, and this time around, they're saying, did we say that? We didn't say that. We never said there was no crisis on the border. And I played audio from mid-February, just like a couple of months ago, and Pelosi saying, oh, yeah, this is a manufactured crisis. Oh, there's no crisis on the border. So what's their definition of having said something? Oh, and about the flag up there in Statesville, Camping World between Hendersonville and Asheville is also flying a large flag. Another texter says, if I was Camping World, I would sell and move the jobs and taxes with me. That area brought us Governor Roy Cooper. Thanks a lot. And another texter says, Bob Marcus Limonis is a left-wing, bleeding heart libtard. He shouldn't be allowed to fly an American flag. Bobby, talk about Wacko, the head of Planned Parenthood, just tweeted out that they were fighting for women's lives because of the Alabama abortion bill. Talk about Orwellian. Bobby, something needs to be done about these judges blocking and legislating for the entire country from the bench. This has got to stop. Texter says, Mom, if the Democrats are wanting to do a do-over on the Trump administration and the FBI in Washington, or do you want to do a do-over on Hillary Clinton? Gotcha. And this is probably worth repeating as well. Bobby, please mention on Memorial Day, the U.S. flag is to be flown at half staff from sunrise until noon. It is then to be raised to full staff. And as I mentioned earlier in the hour, tomorrow in the Friday free-for-all, we do what we do every year. We give those family members who want to remember those who served, who have now gone to their reward, or those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty, an opportunity to memorialize those individuals, to remember them. And you can do that right through the entire show tomorrow here on The Bobby Mack Show. Stand by, one more to go. The bonus hour still ahead here on Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.